Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Beat Goes On podcast. Today, I am solo again. I just think sometimes it's hard. I think in life, like, things organically happen, and I really want this to be a non-produced, flowy podcast. And I have girlfriends that have lots of insight that help me in life on a daily who are going to get on here, but things have happened, like getting sick, and one of them had COVID, and another one had a last minute family thing. And so anyway, I have a couple of girlfriends that I want to co-host it with me. And that'll become more regular. We just got to get a schedule down. But again, I just wanted everything to be like natural and organic. But I also think everything happens for a reason. And last week I talked about my spray tan business, but this week I want to talk about I'm in therapy. I think everyone should be. I think it's really awesome to talk to an unbiased person who is educated and understands the way that the brain works and can help you whenever you're juggling what we're all juggling in life. And we all are doing a million things, whether you're a mom with children, you're a student in school juggling another job, you're a wife, we all have different roles. I am the CEO of a company. I also run a small business in Savannah that's associated with that company. And it's spray tan. And I like to say that I have to mentor a lot of women. I enjoy it. It's my favorite part of the company, actually. So I help women on all things. But I find that the biggest thing that we all help each other with within the community of women that I work with is sometimes just life stuff. You know, we're all running a similar type of business within our community. And I take being the leader as the company owner very seriously. So I try to nourish my mind and my body and stay healthy in all ways, in all areas of my life. And one thing where I've really put on the back burner is relationships and dating. I just don't think as a single mom and business owner, and now my son's 22, that I had the bandwidth to really focus. So I kind of was like, meh, that's not important. I'll push that to the side. And now at 40 years old, after having a lot of situationships or I wouldn't even call situationships, I've had some really beautiful relationships in my life that added value for sure. So they ended. You know, I had a long distance relationship that just was going to stay long or end. Neither one of us had any interest at all into moving where the other one lived. And we were both very creative, and he was a musician and worked in television, and it just didn't work out. And it was a beautiful relationship and served a really beautiful purpose in my life. But after that, I stayed single for quite some time. I, you know, had situationships, meaning like just fun people that there was just not going anywhere. Some, you know, dating pretty much. And then like this year I just reflected and was like, well, I think I might want something serious in my life. And what does that look like for me? And so I studied, I had a bad breakup last year, a little over a year ago. Actually, a year and a half ago, I had a bad breakup. And meaning bad, it was bad on me. He didn't do anything bad. There was no bad, whatever. It was hurtful. And I realized, oh, wow, I probably cared about this person more than I realized. And I want to learn what I could have done better in the relationship so that I can have a healthy relationship in the future. So I did a lot. I opened up a can of worms, opened up some old wounds, have revisited the relationship with this man, and it is going really great, but I noticed some old habits of mine that are sabotaging the relationship. I'm not being unfaithful or anything like that. It's nothing big. It's nothing major, but little problems can add up to separation. And every relationship takes work, a friendship, a mother, you know, I with my son. And I also think opening up that can of worms emotionally left me a little vulnerable in the man world. And so I've been in therapy every week, and I've been trying to really dig into, you know, childhood traumas, past dating traumas. You know, I had Gavin really young, just trying to really dig in there and understand the perspective that I have towards dating and men and relationships and where it's healthy, where it's unhealthy, yada, yada. Well, the person I'm dating is also like doing his own self work, which he needs to do, which I think is very important in relationships. And I'm realizing like you have to be, I know more than ever, you have to love yourself. Otherwise you're not going to accept love from anyone else. It's never going to be enough because you don't love yourself enough. And I know that's so cliche, but it's so true. So I have been in my own type of therapy, trying to navigate, you know, myself and where this is going. But I think with all of this self-help stuff that's been going on, I have been overthinking everything, which is now weighing heavy on my relationship. So I saw something come through an email about couples therapy on the same platform. I go to use BetterHelp through the same platform. There's a thing called Regain Us. And so I picked a therapist. Actually, you like answer some questions and they suggest a therapist. So they suggested a therapist for he and I. So really there's no major problem. I just want to make sure leading forward that we're both like, as we move forward, we're both healthy. We're both communicating well. We have very different past. We're 17 years apart. He was in a relationship for 16 years. I have been in short relationships, 2-3 year mark, and then space in between. So very different stages of life where we have a common ground as we both own businesses. So we have a lot of understanding with our work schedules. And so it came through and I was like, hey, do you think we should do this? And it was really after a weekend where I had been really mean and unkind to him and felt guilty. And I was like, I don't know, dude. I think maybe, you know, we can at least learn to communicate better. He's having a lot of positive things happen through his personal therapy. I'm having a lot of positive things through mine. How can we be healthy coming from a past we've come past and this, whatever, wherever this relationship is headed, let's do this, man. So we did it. He was very sweet and did it. No questions asked. He's a very sweet man. So we end up with the therapist the first time. I realized in that session how different I am when I communicate with a man than I do with women. Having him there with the therapist, I immediately became very vulnerable, even though it was my freaking idea. And I became very emotional and she couldn't even understand a fucking word I was saying. And she even said something about me being sounding like a 4-year-old and having some ADHD tendencies, which pissed me off. But at the end of the session, she gave us some exercises, which were really helpful. Just simple little things, which were really helpful. And I didn't think she liked me, if I'm being honest. And then when we got off of the therapy call, I'm the kind of person who wants to fix things and who wants to win people over. And I was like, she is going to like me next time. So I talked to my therapist about it. And then couple weeks go by, we do another therapy call. And that was last weekend. We get on and I get on a little earlier than Ted. Ted's running behind. He got stuck in traffic. And I get on and she and I are getting to know each other a little better separately. And I think she's realized, you know, she then learns about my company. And then there was just like 5 extra minutes. So she learned a lot about me separately. And then Ted gets on. Well, we started talking about different things in relationship. And when I like snap at him and when I give him a hard time. And we correlated it to like when my day is done and when I get home and the day has slowed down and I don't have, you know, things with the business going on and emails. And when my brain and my body slows down, I fixate on Ted. I fixate on him. And so that is not healthy because I don't know how to explain it. I mean, we all do this as women, like nitpick everything, overanalyze. And especially with all the self-help stuff I've been doing, I think it was actually like supercharging it. So, well, as we talked about some things that were said and done, I'm going to take a sip of my champagne, which I never drink champagne, but this one has my cherry juice mix. It's like a mimosa. It's kind of early. So, as we start to talk and she starts to ask me questions, She was like, have you ever been diagnosed with ADHD? And I was like, girl, I know I have ADHD. yes. She was like, I love this. And she's very, this second session, she's very supportive. She's talking to me in a different way. I must have been defensive the last time or something, which I probably was. And she just was like, she was asking me a lot of questions. I was like, yes to this. She was like, does it bother you when people, are there certain sounds that bother you? Like when people chew or when people, I was like, oh, and Ted's like smirking. And I was like, yes. And I'm just fixed. I do weird things. I don't like when people can hear me pee. So when I date someone, I like run the water. And she was saying that like people with ADHD are really good entrepreneurs usually, because it's good to fixate on things with your business and want to solve the problem. But in relationships, it's not, you can't fixate on a person and want to solve something right then and there. Some, you know, we just need to go with the flow of life sometimes. And you can't fixate on a person in the sense of what I was doing and try to find something wrong and pick them apart and be a total bitch, which I didn't. I was like, why am I doing this? And I just thought I was like in survival mode or trying to protect myself from something. But what I learned after talking to this woman is that I am a woman with ADHD. I had no earthly idea. And this is what this whole episode is about. ADHD. And this is an important episode to me because it has been life-changing in a week. Think about how life-changing this is going to be in a year and then 3 years. ADHD is often misdiagnosed in women and diagnosed as things like bipolar, depression, straight up fucking crazy, emotional, whatever, too much, whatever, all the things. And it's because when you have, and please do more research because I've only been doing research for a week, but I've learned so much in a week that I feel human. And there are parts of me in relationships specifically where I had everything else in life figured out, but in a relationship with a man, I felt like something was wrong with me. I was broken. I don't, you know, like something was very, very wrong. And to have this woman in this meeting ask me these certain questions and say, you're very ADHD. And she's like, you're not crazy. She's like, you're fixating. And she's like, your past probably plays a lot into the way you fixate on the relationship and compare it to things, you know, past traumas, PTSD. She's like, but when you need stimulation, sorry, I'm tripping up on my words here because my dog hopped off the couch and decided to have a drink. I'm ADD. That's fine. So where this was a life changer for me or game changer is that I feel human. It is so unfortunate that some people with different pasts who are digging digging in their past, healing. I have 400 books in this house. I have been on a journey for the last year and a half, 2 years to heal, to overcome my past, to grow, and to help others. It is what I love most in life. And to get stomped in a relationship with a man is devastating to me, and I felt broken. And so what I learned about ADHD in women, like I said, it's misdiagnosed as like PMSing, bipolar, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting here listening to her. She goes, you just need to be stimulated. And of course, my partner's eyes raise because stimulation sounds great when, in the sexual field. What does that mean? Anyway, in the sexual field, let's just not even go there. Anyway, so she's saying that you need to be stimulated. And she's like, when the day slows down or when life slows down and everything's just going good, if you're not, she's like, because we have the most fun when we're doing activities together because I'm fucking stimulated. But when I'm home alone and he isn't answering me the way that I want, or he answers me too much, or he wants too much, or he calls too much, he's in trouble. If he doesn't call, he's in trouble. I'm fucking crazy. And it's because I have ADHD and I'm fixating. And all I have to do is find something else to stimulate me. And so now I'm looking into things that stimulate. All right, that sounds like a given. Like, girl, find something else to do. Stop worrying about that man. That's what people say all the time. It is not easy when you have ADHD because you have a fucking chemical in your brain that is like, you're wired. Your brain is wired to fix that until it's fixed. Like, it cannot stop fucking thinking about it. Whether it's a man, a business, is why I'm a good business owner. Because the business is just going to thrive from that. But it's going to drive a person crazy if you fixate on them. So I was like, dude, I can see this. Because everything's all fine and dandy when we are doing something sexual, when we are doing something active. But when shit slows down and I'm understimulated, I self-sabotage. And I don't even realize I'm doing it. And then it makes me feel crazy. All right. Here's a couple of other things. No, I do not like to take the medicine. About 10 years ago, 15 years ago, someone did say I had ADHD. And I went to I'm not even going to say who, but I just went to this whatever doctor and said, hey, give me Adderall. Like, he didn't ask me any questions. It is what it is. The Adderall made me crazy. The Adderall curved my appetite. It's made to stimulate you, but it just, I'm not into the medicine. I'm always into a natural remedy. So what I learned is when you have ADHD, you have low cortisol levels, you have low vitamin D. And I was like, well, hell yeah, I have low vitamin D. I own a sunless tanning company. I was like, oh no, I've been neglecting the sun. But she was like, you need to spend 10 minutes a day in the sun and take vitamin D. She's like, you need higher levels of vitamin D. She's like, you need more protein. And she's like, I'm sorry. This is a straight up woman. I wish I could mimic the way she talks. She has a strong accent. She has no emotion. Every time I cried, she's like, nah, we're going to get to the facts. My personal therapist is not like that. So the couple's therapist is like facts, 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 which you have to appreciate. Because she gets all the emotion out of the way. And I kind of like that. Also, I kind of sometimes, you want people to feel sorry for you when you're crying. She ain't all play that. But my personal therapist does. So we get to the point where she's like, these are things you can do. I wish I could remember everything that she named off when I was, she wasn't even diagnosing me. She was just asking me questions. And she's like, I'm not allowed to diagnose on this platform, but I do diagnose outside of this platform. And I'm just going to ask you some questions. And you just tell me if you think this might be something that you deal with. And I'm like, I already knew I had ADHD. I just didn't know how connected as a woman it is to everything else with my body. And that is what this episode is for. I did not realize that when my vitamin D and I knew I need more vitamin D, but I didn't understand that that was connected to my brain. And how I process things. And when you're ADHD, you're more impulsive. And she said there are three stages. The third stage is hijacked. I can't remember the first two, but it's like you hyperfocus, then you go through one stage. But she's like, if you don't catch it before the third stage, you get hijacked and you're the right one and your story is the true one and everyone else is wrong. And we all are guilty of that. Rarely is the truth actually what we're upset about. It's usually the way we perceive something, which is what makes the world so beautiful and us human beings so beautiful, but also it can be detrimental in relationships. So understanding that by having some more sunshine in my life, and she said literally stare at the sunshine because you get more vitamin D through your eyeballs and we all wear sunglasses. So that was amazing. Also, your body produces a natural SPF. When you look at the sun, your body is look all this up. I ain't making this up. But your body produces a natural SPF to protect your skin, which is kind of crazy. So, but let's just stick to the vitamin D. You absorb more vitamin D through your eyes. Take vitamin D supplements. Just make sure they're real. Do your research. Eat protein. If you are vegetarian, vegan, there are high protein veggies. She just straight up looked at me and said, eat some damn meat, girl. first thing in the morning. So that's something new that I'm doing. Usually just eat an egg. There's a couple other things. There's a couple other vitamins that help, you know, natural things that help with ADHD. And then stimulants. So the other ways to stimulate your brain are, there's many. So look them up. But like, if you feel like you're getting hijacked, if you're in that moment where your brain is fixating on something, for me, like in a relationship, I want the other person to validate or accept or whatever I need in the moment from whoever I'm dating. You need to get from yourself. And a lot of times now that I know that I'm ADHD, I know that I'll fixate on getting it from that person instead of from myself. So what I now do is do something to stimulate my brain to calm down, whatever that is, before I get hijacked. And I have to lower my intake of alcohol. The come down off of alcohol makes it worse. So just do the studies. The main thing is wake up, get plenty of protein and vitamin D. Meditation does help, but also remember, you don't have to be fucking chill all the time. Y'all, that was music to my ears. I was like, wait, I have to be more stimulated. It talks about dancing. I mean, like, I read all these articles, like dancing is a good one. Like things that are exciting are ways to stimulate yourself to keep from fixating on the wrong things. And so just please, if you're a female out there and you've been called crazy and you're like a badass business owner and you are good at your job or you're an artist or you're a badass mom and you're doing such a good thing in all these other parts of your life, but you just don't do as well always in relationships, look it up. ADHD in women, it's often misdiagnosed and it's often called just crazy. But look up how it affects your impulses and your emotions and how all of it is, we're all a machine that's working together, and just read about it. It changed my life and it's only been a week. So I just wanted to share that. It might make me, you know, it's hard to be vulnerable in here and say that I hurt people's feelings and that I yelled at people I shouldn't have yelled at and that I had a perspective of a story in my head completely fucking wrong and had to admit it and was ashamed of it. But when you can understand how to control those thoughts, there is PTSD involved. There is survival mode. But when you know that you have a disorder that literally fixates on stuff, which is why I'm so good at business and not at relationships, specifically with men, it ties it all together. And when she said all these things and she's like, it's funny because you only really make a big deal of things when you're less, when I'm less stimulated. So look it up. It'd be worth it. You could be like, no, I'm not, but there are different forms of it. And I'm just so happy I found out that I can eat healthier and actually do natural things to have a healthier mind. So, which is sounds like a duh moment, but we're all built differently. And I'm happy. I love my beautiful brain. And now I want to nourish it more and live a beautiful life. That's all.